From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Two reports just out this morning shed some positive light on the economy for a change. One focuses on a decline in first-time claims for unemployment benefits. The other on the trade deficit. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what's the government saying?
Craig, on government unemployment benefits claims, economists were expecting a drop, but this is bigger than anyone predicted. They're down close to 30,000 for the week.
So how much can we read into those figures?
Well, economists always say to be careful with weekly figures because they're volatile, but the four-week average, which provides a more stable overall picture, is also down, and that indicates there may be some modest economic growth or at least stability ahead, even if businesses aren't quickly hiring, boosting their hiring at this point.
The government also says the trade deficit was down in July. What's happening there?
The Commerce Department says U.S. exports are up, in particular big-ticket items including airplanes and other manufactured goods. And imports are down, though they're still high from China and Germany. So overall, the U.S. trade deficit is down 14% for the month, and that's a much bigger drop than economists had predicted.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. President Obama says plans by the pastor of a small church in Florida to burn copies of the Quran this weekend to mark the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks would be a recruitment bonanza for al-Qaeda.
I just hope he understands that what he's proposing to do is completely contrary to our values as Americans, that this country has been built on the notions of religious freedom and religious tolerance.
President on ABC's Good Morning America says the Quran burning could endanger the lives of American troops. The pastor has indicated to USA Today that he might reconsider if he were contacted by the White House, the State Department, or the Pentagon. Fire crews are making little headway so far in battling a fierce wildfire in the foothills near Boulder, Colorado, that has destroyed at least 135 homes. The Forest Service says it may take more than a week to bring the blaze under control. Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC reports anxiety is high among the more than 3,000 people who've been evacuated.
Hundreds of frustrated evacuees crowded into an arena on the University of Colorado campus last night for a public meeting. Most have been out of their homes since Labor Day, when the Four Mile Canyon fire blew out of control in the foothills west of Boulder. Addressing the crowd, Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley asked for patience.
You have to understand that we are dealing with a very large, very chaotic, and very unpredictable situation.
Pelley says he understands the frustrations. His own in-laws are among those evacuated, and they're staying with him. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Boulder.
At least 15 people are dead in Russia after a suicide car bomber detonated a blast in the country's volatile North Caucasus region. More than 100 others were injured. This is NPR News. The remnants of Tropical Storm Hermine are pushing farther northward today, leaving a trail of flooding and tornado damage in Texas and Oklahoma. James Stubblefield told KTEN that a twister all but flattened his home in the town of Colbert.
I heard the noise, and before I could get to the back door, the whole thing just blowed all to pieces.
Flash flood warnings are in effect this morning for parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas. Mexico's government is objecting to comments by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that Mexico is starting to look more and more like Colombia did 20 years ago. NPR's Jason Bobian reports Clinton pointed to the use of car bombs by Mexican drug cartels, a tactic once favored in Colombia when drug-related violence was rampant there.
President Felipe Calderon's security spokesman, Alejandro Poiré, says there are significant differences between the drug war currently raging in Mexico and narco violence in Colombia three decades ago. Poiré says criminal groups have not penetrated the political and economic life here as they did in Colombia when Pablo Escobar was at the peak of his power. Some security analysts, however, disagree with this, and on the same day that Poiré was downplaying the extent of the security problems in Mexico, another mayor was assassinated in San Luis Potosí, five people died in a gun battle in Tamaulipas, and a radio host was found executed in Campeche. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
The Transportation Department says the number of highway deaths in the U.S. has fallen to its lowest level in six decades. Traffic deaths declined nearly 10% last year. Officials say the reasons for the improvement include more people wearing seatbelts and the fact that cars are being equipped with better safety features. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support